continues the battle and the fight with their fundraisers, and I think it still is a worthy, worthy cause. Anyways, going off on a bit of a tangent there, let's talk about the artist in the middle. Another artist making their girly, so groovy radio debut, it is singer, songwriter, and producer Halima. She mixes and matches contemporary R&B with alternative pop and club sounds. Her debut album, Sweet Tooth, genre hops and is shaped by her Lagos to London upbringing. We heard the song Oops from Halima, and then kicking off the set, it is London singer, songwriter, and poet Arlo Parks with her song Impurities. That's from her sophomore album, My Soft Machine. Lots more music to get to in the next 30 minutes of Girly So Groovy. I've got Joan is Policewoman coming up, Portishead as well, but a third artist making their Girly So Groovy radio debut, Jovial. Jovial is a British poetic singer, songwriter, and guitarist who delivers artful hybrids of left field pop and R&B. Mount Crystal is Jovial's debut album that dishes on heartache, but it's done in playful, warm ways. Jovial up next, making their Girly So Groovy radio debut.
Nothing's harder than a cold winter's day. Nothing's sadder, no, nothing's sadder than the look you gave me that day. My love for you faded like the coldest winter day. Like the coldest winter's day. We're both playing.
Multi-instrumentalist one-woman project, singer-songwriter Joan as Policewoman, a musician who blends classic soul and experimental influences into her own unique pop rock sound. We heard the song The Magic. That is from Joan as Policewoman's album, The Deep Field. In the middle, it is stylish and sophisticated alternative singer-songwriter Rosie Lowe with her song, In My Head. That's off of her most recent album, Lover, Other. And then kicking off the set, an artist making their girly so groovy debut, British singer-songwriter Jovial. The new album is called Mount Crystal. We heard the song Snow. And again, this is why I'm so excited about this episode. Sometimes it's about bringing classic favorites. Other times it is finding new artists that you get excited about and I just want to share it with you. Well, Robin Kester is a Dutch musician whose moody, mysterious music merges elements of pop, indie electronica, and psychedelic rock. Dark Sky Reserve is Robin Kester's new sophomore album, which proves to be spooky and vulnerable all at the same time. Again, making her girly so groovy radio debut, it is Robin Kester right now. Thank you. talk about a set dishing up moodiness. It's girly, so groovy. And I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, who programmed that, and I stand by it. I think sometimes moody is necessary for the mixtape that we call Girly, So Groovy. That is music right there that reaches back all the way to 2001. It's Manchester duo Lamb, a duo who blended heartfelt songwriting with just these complex inventive arrangements influenced by jungle, electronic music, classical, jazz, and so many other genres to make something signaturely their own. Again, the duo is Lamb. The song is Heaven. It's from their 2001 sophomore album, What Sound. And then a band that I would definitely suggest was a inspiration and influence to a band like Lamb. In the middle, it is trailblazing Bristol outfit Portishead, a band that popularized and pioneered trip-hop in the 1990s, thanks to the incredible liberal doses of cool jazz, spy soundtracks, everything else that they threw at it, and more importantly, the angelic vocals of Beth Gibbons. We heard Nylon Smile. That is from the band's album, third album, aptly titled Third. It's probably over 20 years old now, and I really, really hope that it's not the band's final album. There is always hope that Portishead will release a full new album. Yeah, you know what? Third was released in 2008. I just looked it up for us. So always fingers crossed. Beth Gibbons still recording music as a solo artist, as well are other members of Portishead. So you never, never know. Starting the set off, an artist that seems inspired by both Portishead and Lamb, it is new music from Dutch musician Robin Kester. Her new sophomore album is called Dark Sky Reserve. We heard the song An Hour Per Day. It is the opening track to Robin Kester's new album. Well, friends, lots more music to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, let me remind you that if you ever miss an episode or you just want to listen again, if you catch yourself in a moment where you just have to turn that radio off and walk away, I've got solutions for you. All you need to do is go to the absolutely free, no membership required listening website, Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending in IE. And when you're there, you will find the latest 10 episodes. And all you have to do is press play, press pause, come and go at your leisure, listen at your leisure. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. All right, before we dive into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. Amara is a musician that we have featured here on Girly So Groovy a number of times over the last couple of years. Amara is the multimedia moniker of Toronto musician, actor, and filmmaker Kaylin Ohm. Recording as the one-woman project known as Child of Venus, she makes this gorgeous alternative indie rock. Her latest album is called Child of Venus. We're going to listen to Bright Lights right now from Amara here on Girly So Groovy.